Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Now, look, I do want to get your thoughts on this. We'll hear from Mike McDaniel on them starting Teddy Bridgewater, which they are going to do. Tua was officially ruled out. I don't even think we've mentioned that so far on the pod. He is officially out for the Jets. No surprise there.
Good call. Tobin, good call, by the way. Like, there was no way they were going to let Tua Tagovailoa. It doesn't matter if he's cleared. They could get the top neurosurgeon in the history of the world. They could get a maester from Game of Thrones. Like, this dude, doesn't matter, was not going to play Sunday versus the Jets.
No, there was no shot that was going to happen. But Mike McDaniel, obviously having a lot of faith. They spent a lot of money on Teddy Bridgewater, backup quarterback-wise in the price range. Miami guy, he gets his first start. I think he is he the – I think I saw – what did I see? The 24th quarterback since Marino to start. I think that's the number they're at right now. But Mike McDaniel, lots of faith in an old Teddy B.
I can speak for the team, offense and defense and special teams. We're very, very confident in Teddy Bridgewater. It's one of the reasons you decide to go that direction in an off season and prioritize your backup quarterback is for these moments. And we went out and signed him, and it's been one of the better things that could have happened to us for the team's dynamic, for his contribution, how Tua's playing and his ability to play, as well as his part in the development of Skyler. So he's had a big role. Everyone's super confident in him. He's done it before. It's a different deal coming off the bench than starting. Teddy knows that, and he'll be fully prepared and ready to go. And I don't think the team will bat an eye when we lace him up on Sunday.
All right, Solana, as the number one Skylar Thompson fan, Teddy Bridgewater starting this weekend against the New York Jets. How do you feel about this?
I'm fine. I think Teddy played well versus the Bengals in the second half. I know everybody's upset about the interception, but up until that point, played good.
He was doing okay. Yeah, he was doing okay.
Certainly better than the two passes he threw versus Buffalo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was bad.
I'm the leader of the Skylar Thompson Brigade. There's no doubt about it. But there's no logical scenario where you could bench Teddy for Skylar Thompson. And I don't think he'll have a short leash either. This is kind of his team right now.
I agree with that.
Just the way it's going to play out.
I mean, if he completely stinks up the joint, I feel like Skylar Thompson is like classic spark plug. You know, we don't know anything about this guy. You leave the Jets scrambling a little bit. I don't think you would go into any week against these people being like, hey, this guy who you guys didn't hear of, the seventh round pick who lit it up in the preseason, we're going at you with him against the guy that we spent. What did they spend? $6 million on Teddy Bridgewater. Yeah, like this is why this is why they bring him in. He's supposed to be capable. Nobody here wants this scenario because obviously we all love watching Tua play football, but you know, it is the Jets. This is not one of the best teams in the league. They're a better Jets team. They don't seem like an absolute embarrassment, but I do feel like the Dolphins are still 3-point favorites going into this. And we know that defense is absolutely nasty. I would hope with the rest, they're a little bit more put together, especially Xavier Howard. They wouldn't reveal much on Bye Bye Jones going into this so far, but maybe they'll get him back. So, you know, I still feel like it's a winnable game even with no Tua.
it should be a winnable game. I mean, I don't even think the Jets are that bad, by the way, which pains me to say because nothing brings me more joy in sports than New York teams being bad.
Yeah.
But you should be able to handle Zach Wilson and the New York Jets. You should. You beat Buffalo. You beat Baltimore. You beat New England. All three of those teams are probably better than this Jets team. So even without Tua, you should be able to handle it. And like I said, he played well. Like he made some pretty good plays. He connected with Tyreek on like that 55-yard bomb or whatever it was down to the four. You struggle to run the ball. I mean, Tobin, that's kind of going to loom over this Dolphins offense now that Tua's gone because
right.
as much as I think there is confidence in Teddy to be a game manager, don't make mistakes. He can get the ball to your playmakers. There's no doubt about it. As much as there's confidence there to a certain extent, not being able to run the ball at all, that is tough with a backup quarterback coming in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, it's tough. Like they went into this year and this feels like something that has been a theme is that they really haven't gone into, I can't remember the last year that the Dolphins have really gone into a season with a bona fide proven running back. You know, Raheem Mostert is a nice player, super fast. Mike McDaniel and him are BFFs. They love each other. And Chase Edmonds, I think they kind of thought more opportunity. You know, we've definitely seen flashes from them. We've seen the moments. We've seen the explosion. But as like those guys who could really carry an offense when things aren't going great, they did not pick that up. And, you know, I do think that they're still all kind of coming together. This is still a new offense, but certainly it would be nice to know you would have something a little bit more reliable to lean back on this game. I don't know if that's quite the case. Hopefully, you know, Teddy is, you know, careful with the football and delivers it to your two speedsters, a little bit more healthy Jalen Waddle this time around.